Today's daf is Me'ilah daf Tesvav. We begin the fourth parak of Maseches Me'ilah. So, says the Mishnah, Kachay Mizbeach Mitzarif Mizeh Le'Me'ilah. Various types of Kachay Mizbeach can be Mitzarif with each other for Me'ilah. Now, Kachay Mizbeach includes both Kachay Kachim as well as Kachim Kalim. So we would be talking about over here Shlamim and Ola and Chatos. All the different types of Kachay Mizbeach can be Mitzarif with each other to make up the shear of Me'ilah. L'chayv alei mishum pigul nosu v'tameh, and not only to make up the shear of Me'ilah, but also for it to be chayv mishum pigul nosu v'tameh. If you look at the mefarish on the top, shim nene mi beiz mine kachim mizbech b'shava pruta, if between two different types of kachim mizbech you get a shava pruta's worth of hana'a, meaning you get a chatzi pruta worth of hana'a from one type of carbon and a chatzi pruta worth of hana'a from the other type of carbon, so it's mitzdarif with each other to be chayiv mishum Me'ilah. Tosos on the top says something a little bit different. Tosos writes, im achal basar ola zu chatzi zayis umi basar ola acheres chatzi zayis chayiv korban Me'ilah. Tosos all of a sudden is not talking about in terms of being nana shava pruta. He talks about eating a chatzi zayis, not a chatzi shava pruta. And then he says, v'chein leman diyamer lekaman de Me'ilah b'shava pruta imachol chatzi shava pruta mizu v'chatzi shava pruta mizu chayiv. Similarly, if you hold like the shita that it's all about a shava pruta, so the same would hold true if you have a chatzi shava pruta from one and a chatzi shava pruta from the other. So the Rashash points out that the Shita later on that holds that the Yisra Me'ilah is with Hana of the Shavar Pruta is speaking about being Nena Minakachim and not being Ochel Minakachim. And that's where it's posh that the Yisra Me'ilah is the Shavar Pruta and not Ba'achilas Kazayis. That there's no Machlokas about whatsoever. So he says that the Machlokas with the Yisra Me'ilah, when you're Ochel Kachim, that's where the Machlokas is. When you're Ochel Kachim, is the Yisra Me'ilah B'Shavar Pruta or is it B'Kazayis? When you're Nena, it's obviously not nene b'kazayis, it's nene b'shava pruta. The machlokas is going to be whether the isur mi'ila when you're ochel kachim is like all other isure achila in the Torah, where it's an isur b'kazayis, or it's like an isur mi'ila with the achila vis-a-vis the hana that you get from the achila is going to be measured by shava pruta. So Rosh Hash says that the machlokas where the isur mi'ila of ochel b'kachim is b'kazayis or b'pruta, which Tosos deals with, is the machlokas chum min ha-b'shava in the Gemara in Meseches Pesachim and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis about a czar who eats a kezayis of truma, where the Chacham hold that if a czar eats a kezayis of truma, again we're not talking shavu pruta, but a kezayis of truma, he pays a keren v'chomesh. Whereas Abishal holds he doesn't pay a keren v'chomesh unless he eats a shavu pruta worth of truma. So you see, the isur meila of kachim is derived from the isur of a czar eating truma, and just like by a czar eating truma, the Chacham hold the shear is b'kezayis, even though it may not have a shavu pruta worth, but it's a kezayis worth. So to me'ila by ochel kachim, your ma'al when you are ochel kezayis, even though it may not have a shava pruta worth. The whole shear of shava pruta is when you're getting shar hana'os, not hana'as achila. So that makes that fits very nicely into Tosos over here. It says that there is a shita that holds that isra me'ila by achilas kachim is b'kezayis. Where is that shita? That's the shita in Pesachim that holds that when it comes to the isra of truma, the isra of achilas truma for a zarin and truma, that the shear is a kezayis. The Rashash just adds that that which Tosfos says in Dibur Maschal Echad Kachim Mizbeach on the din of the Mishnah, the Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek HaBayis are mitzarfim with each other to Me'ilah, that if you get a chatzi zayis worth of Hanah from Kachim Mizbeach and a chatzi zayis from Basar that was hooked on the Bedek HaBayis, that it's mitzarif for the Me'ilah, he says that's very strange. Because the Isser Me'ilah by Nene, when you get Hana'ah, is certainly a Shir Shavar Pruta, not a Shir Kazayis. So Tosos is going to use the terminology that you're Nehene b'Kazayis. No, Kazayis is a Din in Achila, it's not a Din in Hana'ah. So why does Tosos use the term Nehene b'Kazayis? It should have been your Ochel, a Chatzi Zayis of one Ochel, a Chatzi Zayis of the other. So the Rashash in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph points out that based on this idea that the sheer isur me'ilah ba'achilas kachim is b'kazayis, we could help explain Ran in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Samaches. So the Ran writes that the sheer to be chayiv a korban me'ilah is when the me'ilah was kashir kazayis. So the Gilya and the Shas, Rikivayger on the spot, wonders, what are you talking about? The Shir is Bisham Pruta. Where do you get the idea of a Shir Kazayas? So Shash points out, no, according to what we're saying right now, it's Miyushav. It works out very nicely that when you're eating something, the Shir Ba'achila is going to be Kazayas and not going to be with a Shavar Pruta. Okay. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Kachay Bedek HaBayis Mitzarfim Zemzeh, and not only are different types of Kachay Mizbeach Mitzarif with each other to make up the Shear for Mi'ila, let's say the Shear Shavapruta for Mi'ila, different types of Kachay Bedek HaBayis are also Mitzarif with each other to make up the Shear of getting Hanav and Shavapruta for which one will be Chayiv Mishum Mi'ila. And Echel Kachay Mizbeach Ve'echel Kachay Bedek HaBayis Mitzarfim Zemzeh L'Mi'ila. And finally, not only are different types of kachim mizbeach mitzarif with each other, and different types of kachim bedek habayis mitzarif with each other, kachim bedek habayis and kachim mizbeach can be mitzarif with each other as well to be mechayiv mishum meila. The Nesivus writes that the chiyuv on meila with kedushas damim is different than the chiyuv of meila with kedushas haguf. The chiyuv mi'ila with kedushas damim is, meaning what the fundamental nature of the chiyuv is different. He understands. We know that there's nisra mi'ila both on things that have kedushas damim, which is kachay bedek habayis, and things that have kedushas haguf, which would be animals that themselves are going to be used as karbanos on the mizbeach. But he says they're both subject to mi'ila, but they're very different types of mi'ila. The chiyuv mi'ila by kedushas damim is an isser of stealing mamon hegdish, and when you pay that mi'ila, it's hashavas mamon hegdish. You're simply returning the money that you owed a hegdish. Whereas the chiv of mi'ila of kedushas haguf is not a din in paying back that which was stolen. It's a din in kapara for the avera of getting hana'a from hegdish. When you take an animal that could have been used as a karban and was designated to be used as a karban, and you get hana'a from that, it's not that you stole from anybody or anything. It's that you did the avera of getting hana'a from hegdish, and your payment is therefore not a hashavas hagzela. It's not returning money that you stole. Your payment is to achieve kapara for your avera, but it's not a tashlum ala gezel. And his raya to this idea is from the Mishnah in Maseches Krisos Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, where it says that even if your nana min nosar, you're chayiv a karban mi'ila. Let's say you get hana from nosar of a karban, so you can be chayiv mi'ila. Now l'chora, that's very strange. Nosar is asr b'hana. So if that's the case, chatichas nosar, a piece of nosar, what's its value? What's it worth? The answer is zero. It's asr b'hana. It's not worth anything. So how could you be chayiv mi'ila? You didn't steal anything. So what do you mean? When I stole something that was worth zero, how could I pay for something that isn't worth anything? So he says, what do you see? Since Noser is part of Kachay Mizbeach, it's something that has Kedush Saguf L'Mizbeach, Memela, the Isra Me'ila is not an Isra of stealing, and the payment is not a payment for what I stole. The Isra Me'ila is an Avera, being Nenem in HaKodesh, and the payment is a Kapara for that Avera. Good, that's the Chiddush and the Sivus. I think we saw that Chiddush as well. We saw the Stipler doesn't like that Chiddush. Three-way Machlokas, two-way machlokes achronim in terms of how to deal with the fundamentals of the Isra Me'ila. So why am I mentioning it now? So Rav Shimon in the Shari Yosha writes that our Mishnah Lechora is a raya against this Nesivus. Why? Because our Mishnah says is not mechalik between the two different types of hegdish. He said the Me'ila by both of them, meaning if they are mitzarif with each other, the kachik bedek habayis and kachik mizbeach are mitzarif with each other to make up the sheer Me'ila, that leads you to believe that the underlying nature of the Isser Me'ila by both of them is the same. If one was an Isser Gezel and the other is just a separate Isser of being Nenem and Akachim, one payment is an Isser Tashlumik Zela, the other payment is Tashlumik Kapara, well then why would they be Mitzarif with each other to make up the Shear? The fact that they're Mitzarif with each other to make up the Shear, Shimon points out, seems to be a strong raya against the Nesivus. Rav Shimon in general has other rayas against the Nesivus. He's not so thrilled with this Nesivus in Shari Yosher, Shar Gimel, Perek Chav Gimel. He points out that it seems that the Nesivus forgot a Rashi in Krisos on Daf Chav Gimel, where Rashi writes that if you're Moel Benosar, you're Chayiv, even though it's Asr Ba'na, just like the din of Moel B'Kol HaGdish, that which is Asr Ba'na, you have to pay for. So Nosar is also Roi L'Gavoa. Why is Nosar Roi L'Gavoa? Because if it were brought up on the Mizbeach, you're not supposed to bring it up on the Mizbeach, but if it were brought up on the Mizbeach, it's lo Yered, it wouldn't be brought down. So since there's some Hishtamshos for more gavoa. There's some value for Hegdish. Not that you could attach a monetary value to it for Hegdish, because, you know, HaKadosh Baruch obviously doesn't need the money, and people aren't allowed to use it. But since it has some value vis-a-vis Hegdish, so to the extent that Im also lo teiret, that's why you have to pay for all the hana'a that you got. So it doesn't matter that it's Aser Benosar. So the Nesivus, this whole Raya from a Chatichas Nosar, that has it Shaykh to be Mishalim Gzela by Chatichas Nosar. Chatichas Nosar isn't worth anything. No, it's not worth anything to us because it's Aser Benosar. But it is worth something vis-a-vis Hegdish. On some level, it has value Klape Hegdish, because if the halacha would be Im Allah lo teiret. Excuse me. So, now says the Gemara, Hashti Yishlomar, Diktani, Echel Kachi Mizbeach, Vechel Kachi Bedekabayas, Da Haikadush Saguf, Da Haikadush Zdomim, Afilu Achi Ktani, Mitzarfim Zem Zem. Once I have the third line of the Mishnah that tells me that Kachi Bedekabayas and animals that have Kadush Saguf are mitzarif with each other for the Isra of Mi'ila, once I have that line, do I need the first two lines of the Mishnah? It only mentions the first line, but really the first two. Do I need to be told that different types of Kachim Mizbech can be mitzarif with each other, or different types of Kachim Bedekabayis can be mitzarif with each other? Even Kachim Mizbech, Kachim Bedekabayis can be mitzarif with each other. Of course, the different types within each category could be mitzarif with each other. So once I have the third line, what's the point of the first two? So says the Gemara, Mishum Dekatani Allah, the Chayiv Aleim, Mishum Pigal, Nosar Vitami, the Kachim Bedekabayis, Lo Ika Hachi, Mishum Hachi Kapalaglei. Well, the Mishnah wanted to tell me that not only Lagabe, the din of Mi'ila, are different types of Kachim Mizbeach mitzarif with each other, but even Lagabe, the din of Pigal, Nosar, and Tameh, that are mitzarif with each other. If it only would have told me that Kachim Bedekabayis and Kachim Mizbeach are mitzarif with each other, we never would have known anything about the Yisurim of Pigal, Nosar, and Tameh, because there's no such thing as an Yisur Pigal, Nosar, and Tameh on Kachim Bedekabayis. Right? Pigal is Yaving Machshava during one of the Avodas, they can be Ochel Chutzlzmano, or the Mizbeach is going to be Ochel Chutzlzmano. Well, that can't happen on Kachim Bedekabayis. That's just something that we use for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, and the same with Noser, and the same with Tamei. Doesn't apply by Kachay Bet Gabay. So if we want to bring in the halacha of Pigal Noser and Tamei, we had to speak about Kachay Mizbeach being mitzarif with each other. So the truth is, the Mishnah could have then just said different types of Kachay Mizbeach are mitzarif with each other, and Kachay Mizbeach, Kachay Bet Gabay are mitzarif with each other. It didn't have to give me the middle line that Kachay Bet Gabay is, that various types of Kachay Bet Gabay are mitzarif with each other. Didn't have to give me that middle line, but once we're splitting it up, so it makes sense to just spell everything out, because once we're splitting up the Mishnah into different bravos, so it makes sense to spell everything out anyway. So that's how the Rishonim understand the answer. The way the Gemara asked the Kashas, it was as if it was only asking from the first line of Kachim Mizbeach, so you don't feel like you're missing anything in the answer, but really, obviously, the Kasha had to be from the second line also, about Kachim Bedekabayis, and you have to say that once we're splitting it up, we give a separate line to Kachay Bedekabayis. Period. New statement. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mechavarta, Rabbi Yanai says, this thing that I'm about to tell you, as Tosus translates it, Dover Borum Mechuvar Huzeh. I'm about to tell you something very clear and something very correct. And then the Gemara will attack it five different ways and say that, no, he doesn't really mean what we think he means. So he says, Mechavarta, something very clear, and then he says something that's very vague, and we're going to have to change it around. Ein Chayavin Mishu Mi'ila, Ela Al Kachay Bedekabayis, Va'ola Bilvad. The only things that are subject to Mi'ila are Kachay Bedekabayis, and within the world of Kachay Mizbeach, only a Karbonola. No Chatos, no Shlamim, not only a Karbonola within the world of Kachay Mizbeach. There's Kachay Bedekabayis and Karbonola. So, my time, where would you get such a wild Shita? Damakra, Nefesh Kisimol Ma'al Mikachay Hashem. So, the Pasuk says that Mi'ila is violated on Kachay Hashem. What does Kachay Hashem mean? Kachim am yuchadim la Hashem, yesh len mi'ila, aval kachim mizbech, ispu l'kanim, ispu l'baylim, any kachim that's designated 100% purely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where you're going to have mi'ila. But kachim mizbeach, that the carbon shalom gets eaten by the baylim, and you have, and carbon chad, all of them, they're eaten by the parts of them are eaten by a baylim, they're not all burnt, the only one that's all burnt on the mizbeach is the carbon ola, so mele, the carbon ola is the only one that's kachim Hashem. What about Katshe Bet Gabayis? Well, that's all Katshe Hashem. It all goes to keeping the Beis HaMikdash going, to fixing things in the Beis HaMikdash, which is all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Hanah for any Bailim. There is no Bailim, but there's no Hanah for any people or for any Bailim when it comes to Katshe Bet Gabayis. So that which is Kulul Hashem are only Katshe Bet Gabayis and a Karban Ola, even though the Ola is Ora the Kohanim. The Ora of the Karban Ola is the Kohanim, but at least on the Basar side of it, it's Kulul Hashem. So that's the drasha he seems to be making. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Let's see if this stands up to scrutiny. So number one, Tanan. The Gemara is going to have five kashas. Kasha number one. Tanan, kachim is be'ach mitstarfim zel mi'ila. The kachim is be'ach, our Mishnah says, different types of kachim is be'ach are mitstarfim with each other for mi'ila. That implies that more than one type of kachim is be'ach is subject to mi'ila. That it's not only karban ola, that other karbanos are also subject to mi'ila. So that's a very, very strong raya that it's not only a karban ola. And so Gemara, yeah, midrabanan, but that's only midrabanan. Very different understanding of our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says mitstarfim with each other for mi'ila, it's not talking about a karban mi'ila. So I'm at the Yisra Mi'ila Midrabanan, because if it was Araisa, you wouldn't be able to bring carbon. So I'm at an Yisra Mi'ila Midrabanan that applies to other carbonos as well, but which would be interesting, would mean that Ola cannot be mitzdarif with the other carbonos either for carbon. Right, we're only talking about Midrabanan, and Ola would be Daraisa. So it would lead to a vastly different understanding of the Mishnah, a much more complicated understanding of the Mishnah. But okay, at least we could reject it. We could possibly suggest that our Mishnah is not as strongest Raya against Rabbi Yannai. So the Gemara tries again. Kache, kachim is Raya number two. Kache, kachim sheshachtim bedarom ma'olim behen. Various kache, kachim that are shechted in the south are subject to Mila. If you recall, this is the very first Mishnah in our Masechta, right? So you have the Mishnah talks about kachet kachim that is shechted bidarom being subject to meila, and obviously we're talking about different types of kachet kachim, not only a carbon ola. So you see that it's not only about a carbon ola. Not everything is about a carbon ola. That there are other types of kachim mizbeach that are also subject to meila. So again, the Gemara says, yeah, midrabanan. That's also only midrabanan, midoraisa, only ola subject to meila. Okay, attempt number three. Tanan, hanena minachatas kshichaya lo ma'al ad sheyivkom. Let's say a person gets hana from a carbon chatas while it's still alive. So you don't violate mi'ila until in some way you are pogame the animal, until you take something away from that animal. You take some value away from that animal. That's if you get hana from it while it's still alive. Kishehi mesa, if you get hana from the chaya while it's dead, kivan shenena kol shehu ma'al. So then, as soon as you get any bit of hana, you're in violation of mi'ila. So what are we talking about? A karban chatas, says Beferish, right? We're not talking about a carbon ola, we're talking about a carbon chatas, and yet we're still talking about mi'ila vis-a-vis a carbon chatas. There's a raya against Rabbi Yannai, who said that the only carbon about which there is going to be mi'ila is a carbon ola. Answers the Gemara again, midrabanan, also only midrabanan. Fine, raya number four. Umidaraisa lo? Really, you mean to tell me there's no mi'ila midaraisa on anything other than a carbon ola? Vatanya, Rebbe Omer, kol chelev la'ashem, l'rabo se'muri kachim kalim l'mi'ila. He darshins from a pasuk, kol chelev la'ashem, to tell me that the emurim of kachim kalim are subject to mi'ila. That's the Gemara midrabanan. Yeah, it's also midrabanan. Vakrokan asivla, come on, you can't keep saying drabanan. He's got a pasuk over here. So how can you say it's drabanan? So, predictable, asmach to be alma. Nah, the pasuk's not really a genuine drasha. Pasuk is an asmach to be alma. Just an asmachta. So a discussion in Achronim, we've mentioned many times in the past. Discussion we showed him what asmachta typically means. The Ritva and the Rambam, where the Ritva, I think it's the Rambam, says that asmachta is only is like a mnemonic. It's an easy way to remember things, but it's not in any way, it doesn't resemble what the Torah's machshava was in communicating. It's purely midrabanan, it has nothing to do with what the Torah wants to tell us. And the Ritva says, anyone who thinks that asmachta doesn't have some deeper meaning, that it's in some way HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a wink to the Chachamim, telling them that this is where you're supposed to make a din drabanan, doesn't understand asmachta and is really incorrect, and he's very strong about his opinion. So I think Rav Yosef Engel writes that they're not really arguing. One is talking about the Ritva Soma when it says Asmachta, and the Rambam Soma when it says Asmachta Bialma. Asmachta Bialma sounds much more removed from reality. Yeah, it's a mere Asmachta, which is a lower level than Asmachta. Asmachta Bialma would mean that it's not even a real remez in the Torah, whereas Asmachta, straight Asmachta, would mean that it is a remez in the Torah. There are other shittos about Asmachta as well. I think there's a Ravid that Rav Yosef Engel quotes, that the concept of Asmachta was when the Rabbanan wanted to make a din, and they were afraid that it wouldn't be widely accepted, so what they would do is they would tell everyone it's a din d'oraisa, and they would connect it to a pasuk, and then everyone would have to listen, because it's a din d'oraisa. And then once it became widely accepted, they said, haha, just joking, it was really only the Rabbanan, and the pasuk was an asmachta. But that was the purpose of asmachta, to have a pasuk to attach it to when they felt that they needed the din to take root. They wanted to make a takana de Rabbanan. I think that's a think it's a Ravid. Rav Yosef Engel quotes in a couple of places in his Sfarim. Okay, in Beis HaOtzer, also in Gilyon HaShas, he quotes in a few places. Okay, so says this, the Gemara Vayter. Now, fifth challenge. V'hamar ulam Rabbi Yochanan kachim shemesu. What if you have kachim that die? So yatsum de mi'ila dvar Torah. They are now no longer subject to mi'ila. So what do you mean? Kachim that die, they are now no longer subject to mi'ila, implies that while these kachim were alive, they were subject to mi'ila. So what type of kachim are we talking about? Remember, Rabbi Yanai said the only type of kachim that are ever subject to mi'ila are kachim bet kabayis and a carbon ola. So b'mai, ilim kachim bet kabayis afil kimei tsunami. If we're talking about kachim bet kabayis, so then when they die, why should they no longer be subject to mi'ila? Lo yehei ela de'iktish ashpa lebedek habayis. It should be no worse than being maktish a completely inanimate object to bedek habayis. You could be maktish anything to bedek habayis. You could be maktish an ashpa to bedek habayis. So why would a dead animal lose its mi'ila status? You could still sell it and use the money for bedek habayis. So lav ispa mi'ila, would an ashpa not have mi'ila? So the same thing, a dead animal would have mi'ila. So we must be talking about not kachim bedek habayis, ela kachim Mizbeach. So it must be that we're talking about Kachay Mizbeach. But wait a second, the Raisa Miyasbu Mi'ila? So, but according to you, Rabbi Yanai, there is no Mi'ila on Kachay Mizbeach, Midar Raisa. There's only Karbonola, not all types of Kachay Mizbeach. And yet over here we seem to be saying that Kachim Shemesu, different types of Kachim, not only Karbonola, that when they die, they lose their status of Mi'ila. So it says the Gemara, no, Elaha. So we must have misunderstood Rabbi Yanai the entire time, and we have to retranslate everything. El halchi kamri deber Rabbi Yanai mehay kra kachem betekabayis shaman mina kachem izbeach lo shaman mina. What he meant to say is, from the pasuk that I quoted of nefesh kisimol mal mikadshe Hashem, I only would have known that there's mi'ila by kachem betekabayis and by a carbon ola. But there are other pasukim that tell me that there in fact is mi'ila by other types of kachem mizbeach. Now, he's not saying a statement of halacha that there's only mi'ila by carbon ola by kachem betekabayis. He's saying that's all we would learn from this one pasuk. But there is in fact mi'ila on shar kachem mizbeach as well. We have to learn it out from other pasukim, l'kol chelev, whatever other pasukim that talk about mi'ila, from where we would learn out the other types of korbanos. It's an interesting Tosfos over here. If you look at Tosfos, afilu kimei tsunami lo yehel adakdushe ashpa, the Gemara says, the Gemara had asked, well, wait a second, if you're dealing with an animal that was designated for kachay bedek habayis and it dies, why would it possibly lose its mi'ila status? It should be just like an inanimate object that was designated for kachay bedek habayis. It says Tosfos kolomar the shayich shaper mi'ila de lo gari me'ashpa. It should still be shayich to mi'ila because it's no worse than an ashpa. V'hikshara beinu Chaim HaKohen, notice the next word, HaKohen Gadol. Rabbeinu Chaim, the Kohen Gadol asked, Tosfos didn't live in the times of any Kohanim Gedolim, so Shidim Gvetzah says, now you got to take out the word Gadol over here. Now you do have such a melitza sometimes when people refer to great Kohanim of their generation, they refer to Kohen Gadol. Sometimes you have it as a nickname for a very tall Kohen, right, that he's the Kohen Gadol. But you do have, I think some Sofer refers to this sometimes when he talks about Rav Nassan Adler. Rav Nassan Adler was a Kohen. I think I seem to remember Chassam Sofer referring to Rav Nassan Adler as the Kohen Gadol, even though he obviously wasn't the Kohen Gadol, but he was Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, and he was a Kohen. So he refers to him as a Kohen Gadol, as like a Melitza. But anyway, Shidduch Gras is not happy with it. He takes it out. He says he can't have Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Gadol. Also, Tosfos, another place in Shas, does quote Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, and he never says HaKohen Gadol. So it's likely that it was just a Tosfos Sofer over here. But anyway, the Kash is also valuable, not just the fact that he uses the term Gadol. He says that Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen asks, Midami Ashbar Ru'i Liftos, Aval Hai Lav Bar Pidyon, Lav Bar Hamad Var Racha. Big difference between the case of Ashba and the case of a dead animal. An Ashba, you can always be Poda, the Ashba, and therefore use the money for Bedek HaBayis. But a dead animal, an animal that has Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, in order to be poded, it needs Hamad V'Aracha. In order for it to stand up, to be evaluated, it needs to be alive. So once it's dead, you can't be poded. So there's a big difference between the two. Why does the Gemara assume that they're the same? So Tulsa says two answers. Number one, he says, Yeshlomar, Tishema Kasavar Kachay Bedek HaBayis, Lohei B'chal Hamada. Maybe we're assuming, like the Shita, that Kachay Bedek HaBayis does not require Hamad V'Aracha. Not only Kachim is back to be poda require Amad V'Aracha, but Kachim Bedek HaBayis does not require Amad V'Aracha. Inami, Milo Askinu Da Midr Mechaim V'lo Hispik V'tos Mechaim At Shemesu V'afilu Hachi Kamrulu D'yatsu Midei Me'ila. Maybe the case is that the animal did have Hamada. Maybe it had Hamada V'Aracha while it was still alive, and then it died. The Mishnah, it just says over here, the source that we're quoting just says, when they die, they're Yotze Midei Me'ila. What do you mean? That sounds like across the board. Even if it already had Hamada V'Aracha, it should be Yotze Midei Me'ila. Why should that be the case that when it dies it's Yotze Midei Me'ila if it already had Hamad of Aracha while it was alive? It's a little bit difficult to understand what kind of Hamad of Aracha while it was still alive. It's probably worth a lot less now, right? While it was alive, it had Hamad of Aracha. It was alive. It was probably worth a lot more than it is now that it's dead. So it's a little bit difficult to understand how that Hamad of Aracha worked. So the Rashash writes that maybe you have to say that you did the Hamad of Aracha while the animal was dying and it was obvious that it was dying. So that's when you did the Hamad of Aracha. And that's why it's going to be, it was already taken into account that it was dying, and that's why it's going to be the same value. In the Gilyan Ashasi, he points out that Tosfos Maseches Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Tosfos Maseches Chulin asks on the Gemara over there, where the Gemara says that if a person is Makdish Giza, Makdish the shearings of an animal, and he wants to be poded, he needs Hamad V'Aracha. And since the Giza was taken off from the Guf of Behema, now he can't do Hamad V'Aracha, so therefore you can't be poded Giza. You can't be poda shearings of an animal because there's no way to do Hamad V'Aracha. So Sas, what do you mean? You can do Hamad V'Aracha when it's still on the animal, and then afterwards, when it's Nigzas, you could be poda it from the Hamad V'Aracha that you did while it was on the animal. So Tos says, no, the Hamad V'Aracha has to be B'shas Pidyon. You can't be poda the Giza after you shear it off of the animal when the Hamad V'Aracha was on the animal. So you see very clearly from that Tosfos, against our Tosfos, against the second answer of our Tosfos, the second answer of our Tosfos is assuming we do the Hamad V'Aracha while the animal's alive, and then we'll be poda it after the animal's dead. What do you mean? I thought you need the Hamad V'Aracha B'shas Pidyon. So that's what the Gilyon Shas points out, Rabbi Kivik points out, Gilyon Shas, that the two Tosfos seem to be against each other. So Rashash says he doesn't think it's such a kasha. Rashash points out that there's no din that the Bedia has to be Toch Kedei Dibor, the Hamad V'Aracha, that the two need to be right next to each other. No, what Tosfos means is that by Chulin you need Hamada, the Tosfos in Chulin means that you need Hamada at the time that the Behema is Ro'oi for Pidyon. And in the case in Chulin, the Giza was still on the animal, it wasn't Ro'oi the Pidyon because it was Mechuber to a Behema and it's Asr to be Gozi, it's a Behema Shalagdish. So it wasn't even Ro'oi for Pidyon. Over here, the animal is Kachay Betek Abayis, it was Ro'oi for Pidyon the whole time. So there's no problem with doing the Hamad V'Aracha while it's alive and then doing the Pidyon when it's dead. Rashash doesn't see a stira between the two Tosin. Okay, Viter, let's get moving here. On the Amud Beis, Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'olam Mitzarfim Zeh Mzeh, five different parts of a Korban Olam can be Mitzarfim each other for the Yisurim of Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh. Habasar, V'Hachele, V'Hasoles, V'Hayayin, V'Hashemen. All these different parts of a Korban Olam. Now, Solos, Yayin, and Shemen are obviously the Nesachim that go along with the animal of the Korban Olam, but all of them are Mitzarfim with each other for the Yisurim of Pigul, Nosar, and Tameh. V'Shisha Betoda, and six parts of a carbon toda. Habasar v'achele v'asolos v'yayin v'ashemen v'halechem. Toda has an additional element. It has the lachme toda. Says Gemara Masin Rav Huna l'Rava. Rav Huna, when he was teaching this Mishnah, had a typo in the way he taught it. He taught it as chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitstarfim zem zeh. There are five things in the world that could ever be mitstarfim with each other. Instead of ba'olah, he had the mem sophis over there. So Amalei ba'olam kamrit. Five things in the whole world that could ever be mitstarif. Vakatani, the very next line says, betoda, vav dvarim shebetoda. Habas v'achil v'asol v'yayin v'ashem l'ach v'toda. The very next line says, there are six things in a carbon toda that could be mitstarif. So how can there be only five things in the whole world that are ever mitstarif? So Amalei, tani ba'ola. He said, yeah, I think we need to change that. It shouldn't be ba'olam, it should be ba'ola. So we'll leave it at that. Tanina laha, our mission is supported by the following brisa. Detan rabbanon, olos ve'imurim mitstarfim l'kazayis la'alosim l'chutz, l'chay v'leim shum pigul nosar v'tamei. The olos and the imurim of the ola are mitstari for to make up the sheer kazayis for the iser to be mala b'chutz, to burn it b'chutz instead of burning it on the mizbeach b'fnim, and to be chay v'mishum pigul nosar v'tamei. Katani ba'ola in b'shlamim lo. So it says yes by an ola, but it sounds like not by a shlamim. So I understand very well when you're talking about being mala b'chutz that it only makes sense by a carbon ola. An ola is kalil, an ola is totally burnt. So the basra and the emurim are going to be mitzarif with each other for the issue of burning it b'chutz. Shlamim lo mitzarifim, but by shlam it's not going to be mitzarif because the shlam is supposed to get eaten. There is no halaa of the basra shlamim. El chayiv alei mishum pigal nosu v'tamim v'tamei shlamim amaylo mechayiv. But why is it by shlamim that you wouldn't have this din of pigal nosar v'tamei, of it being mitzarif, of different parts of the shlamim being mitzarif with each other for the isurim of pigal nosar v'tamei? Pigal nosar v'tamei is every bit as shayich for a carbon shlamim as it is for a carbon ola. Vatnan, kala pigulim mitzarfim zemze, v'kala nosaros mitzarfim zemze. Don't we have a Mishnah that says all different pigulim and all different nosaros are all mitzarif with each other? So why would we exclude a carbon shlamim? From halah makes sense, but from pigul and tamei and nosar doesn't make sense. Ela'ema, olave imurem mitzarfim zemze, l'kizayis, lizrik alein asadam. Now we mean to say the ola and it's a murim are mitzarif with each other for a kazayis to allow zrikas hadam. That only if a kazayis if it remains, you can still be zorik the dam. They kiven the mitzarif from the zorik as hadam chayiv v'chule. Once it's mitzarif to be zorik the dam, it's chayiv mishum pigul nosar v'tamei as well. Uman katani la Rabbi Yeshua here, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Titania Rabbi Yeshua Omer kol zvachim shebetorah shenishtayim and kazayis basu kazayis chelev zorik as hadam. In order to do zrikas hadam of any korban, some of the basur chelev needs to be remaining. How much? At least a kazayis. You need to have a kazayis left in order to do zrikas adam. If for some reason it disappeared, it got destroyed, it's gone, the bas of the chelev, you can't do zrikas adam. There has to be a zrika, the zrika has to be chal on something, and therefore you need to have at least a kazayis. Kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chelev, eino zrikas adam. If you have a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of chelev, not good enough. You need a full kazayis of one or the other. But, uba ola! Afil khatsi zayis basar, khatsi zayis chelev, zarkas adam, nesha kula kalil. But by the carbon ola, the chelev and the basar are no different from each other. They're both destined to the same place. They're both going to be burnt on the mizbeach. So mela, a khatsi zayis of one and a khatsi zayis of the other, of chelev and basar, can be mitzarif with each other. That was the whole chiddush, that ola is different. Ola is different in that its parts can be mitzarif with each other when we're dealing with figuring out whether we have a kezias of it left to allow for zrika. But by shlamim, the different parts, since they're destined for different things, the basar shlam is supposed to be eaten, the chelev of the shlam is going to be burnt, so since they're destined for different things, you can't have a chatzi zayis of one and a chatzi zayis of another being mitzarif with each other. And by a carbon mincha, even if it's all still there, you can't be zorik the dam of a carbon mincha. Says Gemara, what? Mincha mayavidte. Last time we checked, flour and oil and lavona doesn't have any dam. So what do you mean? Being zorik dam of a carbon mincha? So Gemara, papa, minchas nesachin. No, what we mean to say is, a lot of times you have an animal carbon that's brought together with a carbon mincha as a minchas nesachin. So it means to tell me that I might have thought that since the mincha is still around, even though no part of the animal is still around, you're of a kazayis of anything of the animal, not basar, not chelev, nothing, but the mincha still around, I might have thought that's enough to allow for the zrikas adam of the animal. So kamash mulan, that you can't be zarek the dam based on the presence of the kabar mincha alone. Next mishnah, hatruma trumas meiser shal dmai v'achala v'abikurim it start from zem zeh. Lesser. If let's say from a combination of these items fell into a dough of chulin, and it's enough to make it chametz, it's enough to be machmitz the dough, so it's going to aser the entire dough. Truma, trumas meiser of demai, chalin bikurim. These five items, and milchayv alein as a chomesh, and also to be chayv a chomesh if you eat it. If a non kohen eats it, kolah bigulim it star from zeh mzeh, v'kolah hanasarim it star from zeh mzeh. All different types of piglin, all different types of nosarim it start with each other. So says my time on the first half of the Mishnah, why are these five totally different categories mitzvahed with each other? Says Gemara, kulu ikru truma. They're not five totally different categories. All five items listed are in some way called truma. Gabe chala ksiv, chala is called truma because the pasuk says, "Reishis ariso sechem chala tarimu truma." It actually uses the term truma when describing chala. Gabe bikurim nami ikru truma. Bikurim is also called truma because it says, "Detanya utrumas yadcha." Elu bikurim, when the Torah says utrumas yadcha, it's a reference to bikurim. Aval inach lo tzricha, and the other ones I don't need to prove that it's called truma. Truma is called truma because it's called truma. Trumas meiser is called truma because it's called truma, and trumas meiser shel demai is called truma because it's called truma. The word truma is in the title of the other three. It just needed to tell me that chal and bikurim are also called truma, and since they're all called truma, that's why they're all mitzarev with each other. Okay, but the Shem will pick up from that mission on the bottom tomorrow.